The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Today's shiur will be in Makis Perch Elu Hein Aloikin Ndaf Chof. The Mishnah teaches us Hamakis Pas Roishoi V'Hamashchis Pas Zikanoi. Says the Mishnah, someone who even out his head, meaning he shaves the temple area of one's head, that's makiv pas roisho, shaving the temple area of your head. V'hamashkis pas zekanoi means shaving the beard area. I would like today to go into practical halachis and the controversy surrounding the electric shaver. First and foremost, I would like to tell you that the halachas could be found in Siman Kuf Pei Aleph in Yeridea, where the Mechaber rules, first of all, with regard to a makif pas loisha, when it comes to even leveling out the temple area, that halacha is clearly author when it comes to a razor, and clearly mutter when it comes to a scissor. However, the Mechaber says, when it comes to mitzparayim ke'en tar, when it comes to scissors that are like a tar, which certainly would be referring to clippers, any type of cutting material that is similar to any aspect like a tar, not a scissor, then certainly it would be usur to cut the payas area, meaning the payas area would be usur to use clippers, but it would be mutter to use scissors. That's with regard to the temple area. Now, when it comes to the beard, where it's common to use the electric razor, the electric shaver, let's go into the halachas of what's mutter and what's aser. First of all, let's conclude that the Gemara tells us that the only time shaving your beard is aser is a giluach sheyesh boy hashchasa. A giluach, a normal way of shaving, that is not only a normal way of shaving, however, it is quite effective and it leads to hashchasa. Which means, clearly, that scissors qualify as a means of normal shaving. So that's a kiluach. However, the scissors don't have in it a hashchasa. On the other hand, if a person uses tweezers to take off his beard, even though tweezers would be a hashchasa, but since it's not a giluach, it's not the normal way, so therefore it is mutter. So then again, you need a giluach shiyesh bo hashchasa. Neither tweezers or a scissors apply to the halacha of shaving one's beard. However, what is aser is a tar, is a razor. When it comes to misparayim ke'en tar, the mechaber seems to be lenient, which means a normal clippers, the not an electric shaver, but clippers would be mutter because the mechaber is lenient when it comes to misparayim ke'en tar, a scissors that is similar to a razor, which would be clippers. However, tar is aser. Now, what is tar, and is electric shaver considered tar? Let's go to analyze this halacha. First of all, I'd like to show you two Myron Mekoymas that are very important in this halachic shaila when it comes to electric shavers. Now, what distinguishes a scissor from a misparayim, which is mutter, from a razor? So one could argue the difference between a misparayim and a razor is the following. A razor, when it cuts pressing against the skin. Of course, if you try to cut a piece of paper in the air using a razor, you will not succeed because the paper, the item which you are cutting, must be pressed against the surface. So too, when you cut with a razor, even though the cutting instrument is one, the skin is used as a backboard in order to cut the hair. That's what a tar is. However, a scissor does not use the skin as a backboard. Rather, it comes with its own backboard. It comes with two blades. And the two blades rub across each other. So too can be seen in the Tumas Hadeshin, which is quoted by the Beis Yosef over here on in Kuf Pei Aleph. And the Tumas Hadeshin says, he brings down a gilyon, or Mesechet Shavuos, which the Gilyon says that people should be careful when they cut with certain scissors in which upper blades do not move. Because if one of the blades in a scissor does not move, so it could be that since only one of the blades is stationary, it's not moving, and you take the scissor and press it against your beard to cut it, so if they're both not moving, one stationary, that would be considered a tar. Also, warns the Truma Zedeshin, a very sharp scissor should not be used, because maybe that is also considered a tar. Now, why is a very sharp scissor, or a scissor in which one blade does not move, considered a tar? So I have reason to believe that the logic involved is that a very sharp scissor, if it touches the beard, it will cut the beard immediately with even outputting pressure on the face, meaning it's very sharp, so therefore it doesn't need a backboard. A scissor usually has a backboard, the other blade. However, if it's very sharp, then maybe you don't need a backboard, and therefore that would be like a razor. Maybe a razor also needs a backboard. And if one of the scissors remains stationary also, one of the blades remains stationary, that would also mean that it's similar to a razor, it's scrubbing across the face. So we have to know, when we have electric shavers, how does it cut? Is it cut by pressing against the face like a razor, or does it have two blades which press against each other to cut the hair? So there are many electric shavers that come with a protective metal screen housing. Now, in every razor, every metal screen housing is different. And what you do have to determine when you look at the razor and when you look at the packaging is, does the razor cut by pressing against the skin like a razor does? Or does it have a backboard like a scissor? And that screen, what is that screen used for? Is it A, being used for a second blade that enables the other blade to cut, meaning like a scissor? The screen holds down the hair while the other blade hits it, which would be fine like a scissor. Or is it mere a protection of the skin? And if you look at the Norelco or the Panasonic boxes, they will describe their metal screening in two different ways. Either as protection of the skin, which would not be a problem if it only protects the skin. That would be a problem. Because if it's a protection of the skin, that means that the razor itself cuts against the skin. However, if this protective metal housing is like a second blade that only presses against the blade that's cutting, so then that would be acceptable. That would be similar to Misparayim. That's one way we can determine what the halacha of electric razor is. Another mayamakum when it comes to electric razors is the Chochmas Adam over there in Yeridea. The Chochmas Adam goes on and he explains what exactly is Hashchasa. What exactly is this Givuach Shishbo Hashchasa that the Gemara is talking about? And the Chochmas Adam says that Hashchasa is when the razor cuts below the skin, meaning the hair. There are three levels of hair: below the skin, at skin, above the skin. A hashchasa means you're cutting it below the skin. You're actually going inside the skin. How does that work? Because when you use a razor on the skin, what does the razor do? It actually pulls and it pushes the skin in a way, exposing the hair that's growing below the skin. Since using a razor, it presses against the skin, exposing the skin that is under the, exposing the hair that is under the skin, that is hashchasa. However, when you use a scissor, it does not pull against the skin, exposing the hair that's under the skin. So that's why it raises also, because it pushes against the skin again, pushing against the skin, revealing the hair under the skin. So if that's true, we must see, in every razor, does the razor also push against the skin in a way that will reveal the hair under the skin or not? Which is very similar to the first mahalach we said, which some poskim take. Again, there are two mahalachim in poskim, how to aser a shaver. The first mahalach we said, is that going into the Shiva Pruma Zedeshin, does it use another, is it, again, we want to define what the difference between a scissor and a razor is. So when you come to electric shaver, does an electric shaver cut like a scissor, meaning does it use two things that press against each other to cut, or does it use the skin as a backboard? That's sheet number one. Using the skin as a backboard is a no-no, that's a razor, and that's what we have to determine in every electric shaver and every screening. Other poskim say no, that the underlying determinator, like the Chochmas Adam, that is it, does it do a hashchasa, does it cut below skin level? How do we know something cut below skin level? We know if it if it pulls the skin and exposes the hair below skin level. Those are two sheets in the Heinz and Kapoy skin in which we go into search what electric razors do. However, I heard B'Shem, many Rebbeim, B'Shem Reb Moshe, that when people used to bring their electric shaver to Reb Moshe, what Reb Moshe used to do is take a beard hair, he used to pluck a beard hair out of his actual beard and put it on the razor and see if a dangling hair the electric shaver could cut. Just like we know when it comes to checking a shochet's knife, we hang a beard hair in the air and touch it with the shochet's knife. If the shochet's knife is so sharp to cut a dangling hair, so then it is called sharp enough to be valid for shkita. So too, an electric razor, Haldur Moshe. If I hold a beard hair in the air and I touch an electric shaver, if the electric shaver could cut the hair dangling in the air, then that was sharp enough to be considered something that's awesome. And the Moshe's Mokka was the Gemara, we'll see later, we'll see tomorrow with Hashem, which in the Gemara says that what's called a Giluach, Shieshpa Yashchoto, Havi Oimer Zitar. The only time the Gemara said Giluach Shieshpa Yashchoto is a tar, a razor. Period. The Moshe held, there's nothing to compare to a razor. An electric shaver may go below the skin. An electric shaver may not press against another material. However, after all, it's not a razor, it's only electric shaver. How do we determine a razor? It has to be very, very sharp. How sharp? To cut a dangling hair. That was Reb Moshe's opinion. So therefore, today let's conclude three opinions. Is the difference between a razor and a scissor? Is a razor because it uses the skin as a backboard? Is a razor because it cuts below skin level hair? Is a razor because it's very sharp and can cank dangling hair? All three are the opinion of many poskim nowadays in what to analyze the electric shavers.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.